Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming up here on the 50-minute mark fairly soon, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Limits, it's cloudy today with a high of 51. Nick Herbig, although it's actually sunny today. Low of 41, Peyton Wilson. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All heck has broken loose in the studio with costumes left and right. Somebody's dressed as Donnie Football here on a Donnie Football Friday. Either one of you guys partial to candy corn? Donnie, how about you?
I always get so much, I catch so much hell for saying I don't mind candy corn. It's not going to be my first or second round pick. Joe, what happened over there?
I spilled water.
Oh, no.
But at least not Joe? On ponies.
Is it on the computer?
No, it's not on the computer. Okay.
I just see
your
papers
week.
In a pile of slop.
It's not looking good here.
I mean, it's not going to be my first, second, or third round draft pick if we're ever doing a candy draft.
You only eat it once a year, Donnie.
Yeah,
There's no way you're eating candy corn outside of this week, are you?
No. I like eggnog, too. And I'm getting ready for that season right around the
bend. Why isn't eggnog more of a year-round feature? I saw, in fact, Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football said that they've done a horrible job of marketing eggnog and they should change the name. Nobody wants egg in their drink, and nog doesn't sound like something you'd want to drink.
What are they going to call it?
Well, let's think about that. What would you call eggnog, Limits?
Holiday milk?
Holiday milk.
I've never had eggnog before.
That's an unbelievable name, Donnie. It should be... No, but then even then, you're limiting the scope. Why am I not drinking a nice, you know, eggnog with cinnamon or nutmeg over ice on July 24th? Just a little dabble, do you, right?
I think it's similar to how we don't eat watermelon on Christmas. Or do you eat pumpkin pie in the middle of July?
Well, no, you don't cook a turkey in the middle of July either, which is really a shame, Donnie, isn't it? Why don't we have turkey dinners all year round?
I mean, I'm for that. Honestly, when I was growing up, there would just be random times in the middle of the year where my dad would just make like a pseudo Thanksgiving.
Or even Cornish hens, miniature turkeys.
I know you like those.
Yeah, they're delicious. It's basically a stuffed turkey.
But Joe,
that's all it is.
It's why you enjoy and appreciate the food during that time of the year.
I know.
Because you enjoy it and eat it at a special moment, like Thanksgiving or your Christmas casserole.
That's a fair point.
My aunt makes a really good breakfast casserole that we eat on Thanksgiving morning.
Quiche.
I think Donnie's lying. Nobody likes candy corn. What particularly do you like about it? It tastes like you're biting into a candle. What do you like about candy corn? What does it even taste like?
I thought you were going to say you liked it.
No, it's horrifying.
You know the strange thing about it?
And it's always stale. How is it always stale? I'll tell you why. Because nobody ate it last year, and so we brought it out this year. That's why it's always stale.
I just dabble with it.
Joe, the weird thing about candy corn is when you would go like trick...
when you dabbled on...
I grabbed a couple pieces.
Yeah, where is it usually, though? And it just appears...
I feel like people will put it in like a jar. Like you go over for maybe a Halloween party or some party around
the fall. But it's so unremarkable and unenjoyable. It's just, it's a piece of candy corn. It's something you feel compelled maybe to eat at Halloween. But there's nothing good about it. Is there?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll, I mean, again, I'm not making it any, you know, it's kind of like an undrafted free agent. I'm not making it any
special
of my
teams. Yeah.
I'm not making it any sort of any draft pick.
I hear you, and you don't hate it. That's the point.
Well,
I
and
guess.
Candy corn, people kind of just throw it in the bag. It's like not in a wrapper or anything. So they just throw like a handful into the bag.
I know.
It's like, oh, like if you just throw a handful of M&Ms into my bag, I'm not going to eat
doing?
That.
Why that? It's almost like it's just accoutrement. It's like a little thing. It's like the parsley you throw on mashed potatoes or something. Do they throw parsley on that, Donnie? On mashed potatoes? Is that the garnish?
Yeah, to make it look a little fancy. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is too. Limits, you had something to say on that?
Oh, that's just what I wanted to add about candy corn. Oh, okay. Not a high fascination with it. All right, so the Bechdel Breakdown, which has been hijacked again by Joe for another week.
Well, we have extra time today. We came in with more time than usual.
So our guy Zachary Smith points out that bookies.com says that the Steelers are the favorites to land Calvin Ridley if he's traded.
I'll bet he'd make a good receiver, don't you think, Donnie?
Would you put money on that?
I'd be willing to wager a little.
Who are they going to sign next, Terry Rozier? What, is Calvin
Chauncey
Ridley?
Chauncey Billups.
this doesn't move me one way or the other, although I have no idea what he's done this
season. I mean,
season,
I'll be honest. So this season, it's been ugly for everybody in Tennessee.
Yeah,
but Moore.
He's coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons even after not playing
in
2022.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a productive player when healthy.
Yeah, now that I look at that, I think it was just an opportunity for a cheap betting joke on my part. Yeah, I would like him here, actually.
It would be okay. Jacoby Myers is better. Next, Adam Schefter saying that after Chris Greer was fired, their general manager in Miami, Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of the season at least.
What does Mike McDaniel think of that, I wonder?
The remainder of the season at least.
He was really frustrated at the he was as I was and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
He stays, Donnie. He's still here.
I mean, that pretty much clears everything up, doesn't it, Donnie? Those quotes.
It is remarkable to me that this guy has been able to dodge the firing sword all this time.
Yeah.
How?
He sounds like
I thought after that blowout loss to Cleveland, okay, that would do it. In I mean, they just got housed by the Cleveland Browns. No, he stays. I thought after last night, okay, they're going to have a long, you know, like a 10-day layoff after this. This is a time where we see it happen. They part ways with the GM. They keep this guy around. Does he have like some piece of blackmail?
It's amazing.
On Stephen Ross?
Every time he talks, he sounds like he just smoked 10 bongs in Mammal's trailer.
He has to be. And I know he's actually been a coach that has gotten to the playoffs before. He has to be one of the least inspiring head coaches in history.
Yeah. Are you aware of the Mammal's trailer story, Donnie?
I am not.
To make a long story longer, I used to live next to a guy named Don Braun. He was an offensive lineman.
Don Braun?
Yeah, nicknamed Mammal. And his dad was an amusement park equipment salesman. So this dude would have equipment like those jumpy things, the plastic bubbles that you jump in and stuff like that, all over his back, the giant backyard with amusement park equipment in it. And one of the things he had in there was like a little tin box that would be like a concession stand. Well, we hijacked that thing and called it Mammal's Trailer and used to have parties inside it. We would just shut the door and we'd be drinking Boone's Farm wine and doing God knows what else in Mammal's Trailer.
At what age?
Yeah, 7 or 8. No, like 16 or 17.
Okay.
Yeah, in there. Mammal's Trailer was the spot.
I think that'd be a great spot.
Yeah. You should have met Mammal. You would have gotten along good with. He's your type of guy.
He sounds like it. He sounds like the ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
He's a Daniel Vogelback figure. Good old Mammal. Anyway, I'm sorry, Limits. What have we got?
It's okay. And the Bechdel Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating, our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating for all your plumbing and heating needs. The World Series.
Did you ever try Boone's Farm Wine?
No.
Have you limits?
No.
Does it still exist?
I have no. Boone's Farm Wine.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it tasted like grape juice with the effects of wine. A very weak wine, I might add. But it was something.
Yeah, it looks like they still have it.
Yeah,
here.
It was great.
You think
sorry.
Pomp has ever had it?
I don't think he's ever sunk
to
that
level. I was going to say, Pomp. It might be too cheap for his taste.
Can you imagine
Pomp doing
it? I'm
looking at $5.95 for a bottle.
Pomp would do the thing they do when they reject wine in a restaurant. You know, rich people would take a little sip of Boone's Farm and hand it back. That ain't happening.
Throw his nose up in the air.
Right, like Tommy Barrasso.
Enjoy those nipples.
They used to... They would go out to dinner sometimes, I heard, the old Penguins, and Barrasso would be the guy who would send the wine back. Can you imagine that, Donnie?
No, I mean, I'm not really a wine guy, so I'm not going to be one. Like, I couldn't tell you if it was like a $1,000 bottle or one you get out of
or
the
Boone's
box
Farm.
At Walmart. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
Donnie Joe keeps interrupting the segment.
What do you got?
The World Series is tonight. Game 6 in Toronto. As the Blue Jays look to close out the Dodgers, Trey Savage, the rookie, had 39 strikeouts this playoffs, the most ever by a rookie, breaking Michael Wacha's record in 2013. What do you think, Joe? Do the Blue Jays, one of the teams you grew up rooting for, do they get it done?
No, that's what I think. Is it Yamamoto? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He's on the mound tonight, and he's literally unhittable. They're going to lose tonight. The dude pitches, he does what nobody else does anymore. He pitches complete games, and he's like some sort of AI invention. Like, he's unhittable.
That's like half of their team.
And then you come back in game 7, guess who their opener's going to be on the mound? Yeah, that's right. The same guy who's leading off and probably hitting homers that night, Ohtani. The Dodgers are going to win both these games and the World Series.
Man, I'll say this, though. When it comes to atmospheres in sports, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in that building the next 2 nights.
It's going to be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It's been a great World Series. One of the greatest ever.
It really has, because I think the fear with a lot of people, and I would say you could throw me in there, you know, not that it was like live or die for me, whoever won this World Series. I'm, you know, rooting more for Toronto, just being, you know, not the dominant force that LA is, I guess. But I think the fear was, okay, the Dodgers are just going to do the same thing to the Blue Jays that they just did to the Brewers. And then we saw immediately that wasn't happening. You know what else is very impressive to me?
Huh.
The fact that after that very long 18-inning game, that would be one where if you're the losing team, it's very easy to deflate and go down and die.
Like
and
the Jerry Mills game. Yeah,
the Blue Jays responded and won back-to-back on the road.
It was really impressive. But, Donnie, have you seen this dude pitch? It's like somebody invented a pitch. It's sick what he does. He's going to go 9 tonight. I wonder what the over-under on his innings is in the betting world tonight. If it's 7.5, like... Think about Skeens and how great he is. He doesn't go 9 innings.
Right.
This
I would
guy
take
does
the under.
This guy does it in the postseason. He's unhittable. I think they're a great bet tonight to win because of him. Next.
Urban Meyer, in an interview that he did. Yeah, I think he did, actually. Interview done this week, says that he has no interest in returning as a college football coach, saying, I don't have a desire. I think this is a complete and utter lie from Urban, and I think it's because maybe programs just don't want him. Like, there has been a lot of rumors of Urban connected with other programs, and if when there's smoke, there's fire, Donnie. I think this is just, I think this is completely wrong from Urban, and he's leading people in the wrong path.
I can think of a pretty notable program that would likely love to have Urban Meyer at this point, as they are seeing candidate after candidate fall off the board, either being extended or going elsewhere. You're telling me that as a Penn State lover limits, you would not be happy about Urban Meyer? Given, you know, I don't care, like, as a guy, that's an aside. I don't think he's a good person whatsoever.
No.
Does he have it in him, though? I almost believe him. He seemed like a guy who was just broken by the profession.
Well, no, but what he was saying there was that, like, Austin is saying, I don't think teams want him. I believe if Urban Meyer says he doesn't feel like coaching, I think plenty of teams want him. He's one of the greatest college football coaches of this century.
The rumor in Penn State circles surrounding Urban Meyer is that Urban would be interested, but it seems like Penn State is not. That is the rumor.
I don't know how true it is, but that's their loss. I think that's their loss, to be honest. When this dude is at a program, look what he does. He went to Utah, turned them into a national power. Yeah. He went to Florida, he turned them into an unstoppable force. He went to Ohio State after they got handed down sanctions. He took them 12-0 his first year, couldn't even go to a bowl game because of their penalties. He immediately had them in the national championship picture almost every single year. And he was, what, like 8-0 against Michigan, the biggest rival?
I hear you, and I think tons of schools would want him. He strikes me as a guy who was broken by it all. That man in Jacksonville was just a shell walking around. And now it just seems like something's off with the guy, does it not? Like he's a burnout victim or something. Something just doesn't. And I remember when he was rising, and that was when Pitt played Utah in the Fiesta Bowl. I was there, and I covered it, and he was just on fire, man. In fact, there was who was the Pitt receiver? The Pitt receiver who went to work for Pete Carroll. Who was that?
Pitt receiver that went to work for Pete Carroll.
Devin Street.
No. I can't. He was on the air with us a couple times.
So that would have been like the 04 Pitt team.
Yeah.
Antonio Bryant.
No, it doesn't matter anymore. He was covering the Fiesta Bowl for a radio station here or television. So he was taking notes on the sidelines, and Urban Meyer had the notes taken away from him.
Oh, wow.
He's like, get that dude out of here. And he was just bubbling. Urban Meyer was bubbling with like ferocity and paranoia and genius at that time. You know what I mean? He was a genius at that time.
Oh, I mean, he everything he touched when it came to college football, it turned to gold. And now, I mean, obviously things happened behind the scenes that weren't good. We saw that at Florida.
Of course.
And, you know, any time
with him and half the other people. And I think he may have wound up not even coaching that game that year. Because he left, and so did Uncle Walty. They were both gone by the time the game started.
And we know that he has had a past of where if things start to get dicey, he's out of there. He just goes to the old health issue well, and he's gone. But it's hard to deny how good of a college coach this dude is. Now, maybe he doesn't want to do it in the NIL era, the transfer portal era. I get that, but it would have to be up to him. I think it would be pretty ignorant for a college program to look at Urban Meyer and say, yeah, I want no part of that guy.
Next.
All right, Penn State and Ohio State play this weekend. The line is 19.5. They're not going to win, but this is the last time that Penn State and Ohio State will play.
Yogi Roth. The guy's name was Yogi Roth. That was the Pitt receiver. And thank you to Brian Batko for that, and I'm sorry I interrupted you yet again, Limits.
The next time that they will play is in 2028. I think that the way that Penn State views rivalries is dumb
because they don't view Ohio State as a rival. They don't really view anybody as a rival.
Hashtag unrivaled.
That is one thing that, as a Penn State fan, I cannot stand. Like, rivalries are good for your program. They're good for sports. They're good for your fandom. Pitt is your rival. You should play them every year.
No,
Ohio State should have been protected.
Who's Pitt's rival?
Pitt can have multiple rivals. West Virginia and Penn State can both be your rival. You're not mixed into a box and only needing to have one rival. You can have multiple. The Steelers are rivals with the Bengals, the Browns, and the Ravens.
What's your ultimate point there?
They need one. Penn State and Ohio State should play every single season, just like Pitt and
I don't know. Do you consider that a rivalry, Donnie? Penn State-Ohio State?
See, here's what's a little bit tough about that, Austin. And as much as I agree with you that teams
Ohio
can
State
have
dominates
multiple rivals, it's kind of like the Waynesburg W&J rivalry. Penn State almost never wins. The last time it's happened, it was the blocked kick game with Marcus Allen.
Right,
yes,
2016.
The Steelers Marcus Allen.
Yeah, was he in the other team's huddle in that game, too?
he may as well have been, because he had the big play that stunned Ohio State on that night back in 2016. Since then, it's been loss after loss after loss after loss, some of them coming in heartbreaking fashion. And sometimes, well, I won't say the games are non-competitive, but I think this one will be. It's just tough to make a rivalry out of that when the history has shown, at least recent history, it's very one-sided.
I hear you on that one, and I think the line is too low. It's very simple here. Penn State is going into the Lions' den without a quarterback. I heard somebody talking this morning about Jim Knowles, and yeah, he gives them a nice little advantage, I think, Penn State, because he knows those guys very well. And they may hang around for a while, and he may keep it low scoring for a while, but in the end, they're going to bury that quarterback, and they're going to bury Penn State.
What is the spread?
19.5.
Well, I guess I'll save my pick for 145.
That's what I'm going to do, too, here, Mr. Donnie.
Thank you, Limits. Is that it?
Can I give you one more?
No. Of course you can.
Callis came up with, I'm going to give Callis some credit here, a rap version of the Steelers Week they played on the morning show, and I would like to play it for you guys.
The Steelers. Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Welcome, Kyle Duggar, to the land of mediocrity, the football team in Pittsburgh City.
We can be one of the best of all time.
Thornhill, stop on a dime. That sentence feels like a crime. Watt got a new deal. We thought he came back, but where's he been? He only has 4 sacks. Garrett had 5 sacks in one game. Money's the only thing that'll bring Watt fame. All this money spent, but it seems we're in hell. The Steelers D ranks near worst in the NFL. But the offense is the problem, Tomlin, wouldn't you say?
We feel like we didn't respond in the appropriate way.
Remember how the defense gave up 35, yet you want Rodgers and company to take the dive? Maybe MVS can bless the treacherous mess of an offense that Tomlin felt he had to address. Crowley says,
and Terrell Austin's a meat shield.
You want to know what's for real? Put Tomlin's defense on the field. You want our thoughts going into the Colts game?
Is this going to end soon, Lemon?
Get rid of all the scapegoats.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
And make Tomlin the one to blame. The players don't seem to have anything to hide. Listen.
Not enough fight on our side.
Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you. Home in front of your family, your kids. Make that name on your back mean something.
I thought that was pretty good from Harry. Yeah,
it got better. The ending was really good. I was bogged down a little bit there, though. Donnie.
How about the shot at TJ Watt? I thought that was a good line.
Yeah, that was some pretty good lines.
About only money is going to bring Mr. Watt fame.
Yeah, it brought it took on the effect of a Christmas carol with the rhyming, didn't it? Later on, almost like something out of Frosty or Rudolph.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're getting into that season too, Joe, and I know you're very excited.
Yeah, 'twas the night before Christmas. Limits, you like that, yes?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty solid from Harry. I got to give him credit.
I get intimidated when I hear the James Harrison thing. That's like how scary that guy is.
Yeah,
he's not even talking to me.
I said Tomlin should bring him in for a pep talk this weekend before the game.
I'd bring in that whole defense.
Yeah.
So I think 05 defense.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as this.
Now, oh, no. The Fan's Christmas Chorus brings you Mosey the Snowman.
Meanwhile, intern Dom has taken a long-distance shot at us.
Oh, what a surprise.
He took a photo of me and Donnie and said we didn't put any effort into costumes on Halloween. How disappointing.
I dressed as a high school football sideline reporter, and you dressed up.
I dressed up as a typical American worker. Normally, I have shorts and a T-shirt on. Today, I have a nice sweater and jeans and dress shoes.
Yeah, you look very sharp.
Thank you. So I actually did
dress
up.
That's not a Halloween costume.
Maybe. Well, what's your costume? You have your regular stuff on.
No, I'm depressed Penn State fan today.
He finally got
rid of that every day.
And he finally got rid of the Quasimodo look. He finally got rid of the neck roll.
Yeah.
He finally pulled the
Hey, that was a part of my costume, but I got shamed into taking the hood out.
The Shane Conlon neck roll. All right, coming up, what you've all been waiting for. It's been a while. It's a quiz show with Donnie and Joe.
Isn't the score in this one 3-2?
Yes, it is.
In favor of Donnie?
Ooh,
might be the last quiz show. Might be the last one.
What do you mean
the
by series. That?
If Donnie wins the series,
oh, no, it's a
4-2,
season.
Then it's over.
It's a 17-game series.
It's a 7-game series.
Now we're going to keep quiz show going. Thank you,
Linda. We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.